Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Press. It's the start of a new week, of golf betting. I'm Ryan Ballengy. Great to have you here with us for our kickoff show to the week. We'll talk about a bunch of different tournaments this week. We've got the Mexico Open at Vedanta. We've got LIV playing in Singapore. We've got the Korea Championship. We don't have the odds for this yet, but we also have the LPGA in action at one of my favorite courses in professional golf that's played as a regular host site, Wilshire Country Club, for the JM Eagle LA Championship. Talk about that on tomorrow's show. But a great weekend of golf. Nick Hardy, Davis Riley both pick up their first PGA Tour wins. They're guys who have played golf as peers forever. Got the job done with a great final round at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. Shot 65 an alternate shot, which nothing but respect for that. Finished on a tournament record, 30 under 258. And that was good enough for a two-shot win over Team Canada 1, Adam Hadwin and Nick Taylor, who shot 63 alternate shot, rocketed up the leaderboard, 11 spots in the final round. Bo Hostler, Wyndham Clark, the guys who are 54-hole leaders, just could not finish the job. They struggled in the alternate shot format, relatively speaking, this week. They shot 71 in the final round, birdied the last hole to finish solo third. The defending champions, Xander Schauffele, Patrick Cantlay, had a nice final round, 66, moved up six spots on the board, T4, along with Matthew Neesmith and Taylor Moore, who wound up dropping a spot from third place. And then the most entertaining team of the week, in my view, was Keith Mitchell and Sungjae Im. They shot an even par 72 in the final round, unfortunately, and went from second down to sixth place. So, hope you had a good week there. I did not touch this tournament with a 10-foot pole because I don't care for it as a betting opportunity. But if you saw something as a long shot worth looking at, in Hardy and Riley, perhaps because of their 66 in the alternate shot round on Friday. Good for you for hitting it. Nicely done. On the LPGA Tour, Lilia Vu is a major champion. For the first time in her career, she wound up winning a playoff at the club at Carlton Woods for the Chevron Championship, the first year they've had this event there in the Houston area. Got into a playoff with Angel Yin. Seemed like Yin was in a fair amount of control down the stretch, but then really struggled with her nerves. She managed to birdie 18, the par 5, somehow to force a playoff. Then going for it in the playoff, found the water hazard guarding the green, and that was enough for Lilia Vu to then just get up and down. And by the way, it wasn't easy for her either. She was just off the green in, two, and then hit a really chunky-looking putt down to 10, 12 feet, but did make the curler to win the tournament. We should really only need a par to do it, but that was pretty amazing. So congratulations to her, a person who thought about quitting professional golf after a really rough first year in 2019, and then figured out her way to get through the Epson Tour, won three times last year, or 2 years ago in 2021, came back last year, and has really figured it out so far. In 2023, now a major champion, and maybe someone who's going to be a world beater for a long time to come. So, also, we have the DP World Tour. Have to mention that. We had a very nice, interesting playoff with Lucas Herbert, Aaron Cockerell over in Japan, two non-long-hitting guys, but the best putter wound up winning, Lucas Herbert. And we did tip him, I believe, if I remember right, on the show. He won the ISPS Handa Championship Dash Championship to Japan, and that was his, third DP World Tour win, so a good move for him to take the week off, and from the PGA Tour, kind of rally a little bit, solidly back in the top 50 in the world. The field was actually surprisingly well-rated, 19.2 world ranking points to the winner. And then on the LIV Tour down in Adelaide, Australia, complete unknown golf course to these players, obviously, and pretty much any of you listening, although we do have a solid Australia contingent. Shout out to you out there listening down under and in Oz. But Taylor Gooch was, what, 20 under through two rounds, shot 62s the first 2 days to open, and then really just had to finish the golf tournament to win, shot 73 in the final round, which was good enough to win the individual event. First time he has won as an individual on LIV. He was on the Four Aces team last year that won, what, like five of the eight, I believe, team portions of the events. But unfortunately, his final round 73 was the reason his team this year, which is called the Range Goats, did not win. Four Aces did, which is kind of interesting. But nice turnout week for them, probably the best week they're going to have all year. And unfortunately, for their U.S. viewership, probably not going to amount to much just because people don't watch stuff on tape delay. Chase Koepka had a very nice hole-in-one at their, what they call their watering hole, which was like their version of the 16th at Scottsdale, which was smaller, but hey, still nice for them. And they're back in action this week. They are going from a very rowdy crowd in Greg Norman's home nation to Singapore, Sentosa Golf Club, where, I mean, Sentosa Golf Club is the destination for Singapore professional golf tournaments. And there's just not going to be that kind of crowd there. Just not. So big change in the week. And that'll be something we will consider when we talk about these lines here. But let's start with the Mexico Open at Vedanta. And I mean, it starts and ends with Jon Rahm, right? Plus 280 to start the week. I could see that not moving much because it's just too short. What logical person is going to bet Jon Rahm at plus 280, even though he is clearly the best player in this field and would not be playing this tournament if he were not the defending champion? Tony Finau is 8.5 to 1. Even that feels kind of unbettable because of the relative weakness of the field behind him. I find it very challenging to want to bet on either of those players this week. But hey, if you feel like someone being sub 3 to 1 to win a 144-person golf tournament is a good idea, by all means, take on Jon Rahm. Good luck to you. I think your better option is once the first round market comes out, just bet him as first round leader and hope that kind of works. Hope he goes wire to wire. Truly, hope he goes wire to wire. That might be your best play. Because if you're looking for a wire-to-wire winner, that's 10-1 right now. Now, not all of this stuff is out yet. So you can probably get an individual golfer prop to go wire-to-wire. Actually, there it is. Wire-to-wire. Rahm is 16-1, which is kind of crazy. If you want to get lead after round one and eventually win, then maybe you take Rahm at 12-1. And then after that, by the way, it gets stratospheric. But I think if you're going to play Rahm here and you think he can do this, then I think he gets off to a hot start and that's it. Beyond that, there are some interesting players. I think if you look at the field this week and you look at the golf course, Vedanta Vallarta, which is not Puerto Vallarta, by the way, different place. But if you look at the field this week and you look at the golf course, I think this golf course tends to reward length above all else. Now, Kurt Kitayama had a great week here last year. Davis Riley's fairly long, but not the longest. Had a good week here last year. But Rahm and Finau certainly did. I think this golf course's defense primarily is wind. It's a resort course, so there's not a whole lot to fight against here. A little bit of, there's some length. So I think a longer hitter can pretty much put it where they want. It, off the tee is probably going to be rewarded here, which makes sense for Rahm and Finau to a degree. Wyndham Clark, who's been playing great, had a really nice week with Bo Hostler at the Zurich Classic. They did not get the job done as 54-hole leaders, but Wyndham is 20-1. Bo Hostler's 45-1. I just can't bet on Bo Hostler to win a golf tournament on the PGA Tour. He's 0-5 now as a 54-hole leader in the course of his career. If he gets the job done, hey, good for him. I think your next logical pick after Wyndham Clark would be Nikolai Højgaard, as obviously limited PGA Tour starts, was 32nd last week in the Zurich Classic with Torbjørn Olesen, but he did finish runner-up in the Dominican Republic in the opposite field event. This is a better field than that, but not by a whole lot. If you took Rahm and Finau and, I guess, Clark out of it, not that much better. So Højgaard is a guy who can just kind of bang it around on a tropical golf course. Kind of like that. Same thing with Taylor Pendrith. He actually did surprisingly well with Michael Gligic in the Zurich Classic. I thought they did okay relative to expectations. Someone you might also want to look out for. I'm not saying you should bet this guy in particular. I like Aaron Rye. Obviously not that long of a player, but I do like him. And this is a different challenge for him relative to the last few, where he's kind of really been well-suited to the host golf course. But he is facing a relatively weak field. And if there is some wind, and we'll see what happens in the weather forecast, he has handled wind well in the past. So he could be kind of like the Kurt Kitayama here that rises up a bit in the final round. Some people might like Lanto Griffin, who's been starting to show up a little bit more again. I think there'll be some wagers on Eric Cole. Again, I mean, it's more of a current form kind of thing, not because they're necessarily a player that fits the profile I really want to like here this week. If you look back again at the results last year, longer players ran roughshod. Cameron Champ, who has not done much of anything the last couple of years, had a really good finish year because he could just beat the ball everywhere and it was totally fine. So I'm trying to think of players that are longer that aren't necessarily the most accurate. Cameron Champ is here again at plus 11,000, which I don't remember his number last year, but I would imagine it was probably better than that. And then maybe a Vincent Norman's kind of interesting at 130. My mind immediately went to Callum Tarran at 150-1. He's not playing good golf at all, but he's a long hitter. He thrives on golf courses where length matters. Doesn't necessarily have a whole lot to stop him here this week, other than, you know, putting. I mean, himself, but in terms of the way the golf course is designed, I really like that. I think it's hard to otherwise justify a whole lot of different players in this field. It really is. You're just going to have to look for long hitters. Maybe a Tyson Alexander, 250-1. He can interest me. I think if you're going to play this week, though, you're going to sprinkle very little money on some super long shots and hope something crazy happens, and then pretty much leave everything else alone. You might, if you want to try to have a little bit of a position on Rahm and Finau to pay for your bets somehow if one of them comes home, more specifically Finau, because Rahm's probably not going to pay for it unless you took a very large position on him. You could go for Wyndham Clark if you wished. I'd probably go Højgaard and leave Wyndham Clark out of it. You could go Taylor Pendrith. Again, long hitter. I could get behind that. Maybe Garrick Higo could be interesting at 50-1. I'd probably just stay away from that altogether, but I could see Higo, and then just pick a couple bombs. And I think my pick would be to go to Callum Tarran and just maybe Vincent Norman, see what happens. Maybe Tyson Alexander, $10 on each. If you get there, what a lovely payday. If not, you didn't lose anything. This is an almost impossible tournament to bet this week. And I think if you try really hard to find a way to bet this tournament this week, to talk yourself into something, the only thing you can talk yourself into on Rahm would be first round leader or wire to wire. And it's very hard to do that. It's very hard to repeat. I think the odds on that are frankly terrible. But if you want to have some juice better than plus 280, that's probably your one and only option. Those types of bets to win wire to wire or lead after round one, or to be the first round leader and then win the tournament. Maybe Rahm starts out cold in the first four or five holes and goes to plus 400 or something, and you bet that live. I don't know. It's just real. That's just so. That's Tiger at his best short. And John Rahm is not Tiger, even though this field is relatively weak. You still have enough players that you got to beat here that I just cannot justify that number. I do want to talk about the LIV event in Singapore this week. Sentosa Golf Club hosts the LPGA. They have the HSBC Women's World Championship there. And that event is typically pretty interesting, but I mean, we don't have a ton of experience here on this golf course for a men's professional event. At least that I'm thinking about at the moment. But if you look at the odds this week, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, 11-1, Taylor Gooch, 12-1. I saw him in another book at 16-1. I think it's a bit of an overreaction. The problem with LIV is there's an overreaction to the winner every time, even though we just don't have enough events to know. We don't know the venues at all. This is the first time, like, you're just going through all these venues again and again. You're like, okay, well, what now? And this week, I think having those guys, Cam Smith had a really nice finish, kind of wrapped it all up pretty well to look decent in the end. You had Patrick Reed, who's seemingly playing well most of the time. I think Reed makes sense at 14-1. I think you got to think about players who kind of like warm weather. Don't think about Reed as a guy who does that, but he does play golf pretty well. Obviously, being a Houston guy, he understands what it's like to play in the heat. Mito Pereira, I continue to stand by, even though he did not have the best week. Joaquin Niemann could be a guy, but again, they're all shorter than 20-1. I think if you're trying to look for some kind of value or some kind of hope here for a longer shot, Adarbon Lahiri, man, keeps showing up in these LIV tournaments, and he got himself a run. I mean, I've talked about this on my other shows, how I feel about LIV and my issues with it. We put that aside here because this is about betting and financial interest. But Adarbon Lahiri has really cashed in on going to LIV in terms of the signing bonus that I'm sure that he got, but also the money that he has made on the golf course as an individual. It has been a boon for him. And for him to be 30-1 this week, I don't think that makes a whole lot of sense to me, frankly. So I could look at him. Dean Burmester, 35-1. I'm going to continue to look at him. He's been playing pretty well. Kevin Na had a surprising outcome this week, I thought. 40-1. I'm not going to bet him to win. Phil Mickelson, 50-1. I think he's okay. He's doing all right. I mean, the Masters second place thing is going to stick around in my head for probably a little while longer than it should. But 50-1. Pat Perez, 50-1. He had a good week in Adelaide. And I'm not saying he's a great player, but because of the random nature of these outcomes, I can see it. I could see him continuing it for another week. We don't typically get this so far on LIV where you have weeks in a consecutive weeks of tournaments. They've tried to schedule these against the weakest PGA Tour events. Well, you've got two back-to-back, hence two back-to-back here across the world, but still. So I think that that's worth a look. And maybe you want to be crazy here. I mean, Chase Koepka could take something from that hole in one and all the good vibes that come from that and the crowd cheering him on. 400-1. Crazy? Yes. Angel Yin got into a playoff last week for the Chevron Championship at 500-1. Sometimes crazy stuff happens. Maybe worth a look. Who knows? Do you want to talk about the Korea Championship as well on the DP World Tour? We have a couple other tournaments this week to get to. We have the JM Eagle LA Championship, and then we've got the Insperity Invitational on the PGA Tour Champions this week. That's a really good field in the Woodlands, staying in the Houston area. The champions have been in that part of the world the last couple of weeks. And then obviously we had the Chevron there, so the champions have been in Texas the last two times out. Then to have the Woodlands, I mean, the same town as hosting the Chevron last week, again host the Champions Tour. That's a pretty nice little week there for Texas. And the Korea Championship this week, if the tab will ever load, is another Jack Nicklaus golf course. And it's another one, like Sentosa, that has hosted an LPGA event that sticks in my mind more than anything else. It's Jack Nicklaus Golf Club in Incheon, I think that's how you say it, in South Korea. This hosted the International Crown on the LPGA a few years ago before it went into hiatus. And it also, I believe, has hosted Asian Tour events. So there is some value here to perhaps knowing that history a little bit, but more than anything else, I think knowing last week was a great week for ball, you know, that kind of ball striking, I think plays in this week because you're going to see similar types of looks. Jack Nicklaus courses don't really vary that much from week to week, from spot to spot, from the 500 or 600 or whatever number that he's done and his firm has done. So it's relatively wide open as I remember it, and not quite like tree lined as you would expect you would see in a Japanese course. So this course is fairly wide open, which means you're going to be able to kind of do what you want. The greens are a little tricky, if I remember right. And if there's any kind of wind, then there will be some more exposure there. But I think looking this week, Adrian Meronk, 20-1, makes a whole lot of sense to me, even though Rasmus Højgaard is 12-1 on this board. Robert McIntyre and Antoine Rosner are 22-1, along with Jordan Smith. I'll stick with Yannick Paul, 25-1, had a nice week in Japan. Alexander Bjork couldn't finish it off, but had a good start. 30-1, I like his chances here this week. I'm going to stick with Jazz, 45-1. He was 55-1, I think, last week. 45-1, going to stick with him here, playing good golf. Why not stick with the guys that make sense at the venue? John Catlin, 55-1. A guy that has played pretty well in Asia in his career, made an early portion of his career on the Asian tour. I like his ball striking. I like the way that he plays. And I just feel kind of he's got a good shot this week. And then you start to get pretty deep pretty quickly. Tom McKibben probably will interest some people at 75-1. I could see some interest in Shubhankar Sharma, who continues to play well. He's 80-1. And then beyond that, I'll probably stop there. But you can do a little bit more investigation on that, and we will too. We'll talk about that a little bit more on tomorrow's show. So our next show, we'll talk about the model for this week for the Mexico Open at Vedanta. Obviously, John Rahm is going to be number one. Almost certainly Tony Finau is going to be number two. We'll figure out the rest of the top 10 and see where that leaves us. I'm going to try a week, the modified week tournament model, which worked out pretty well for the Dominican Republic event. I'm going to basically treat modeling this event like an opposite field tournament because it is that week from top to bottom, from really third to bottom. So we're going to see if that works out again here this week. We'll look at some numbers on the DP World Tour. Again, I would emphasize this week on pretty much any Jack Nicklaus golf course, strokes gained on the approach. I'd emphasize on almost every golf course. But the greens being a little bit tricky, I don't think putting helps you a ton. So it's really more about putting it close and giving yourself opportunities. We'll look at that a little bit here and give you some numbers on that. We'll go over the JM Eagle LPGA odds for the Los Angeles Championship. If we get them, we'll go over the Insperity Invitational odds this week. Again, you don't get a whole lot there, but with Harrington and Steve Stricker back, I think those are pretty much the guys you kind of want to back, but there are a couple we can talk about beyond that that aren't 9-2 for the week. And then we'll put a bow on all of that, and then on the Wednesday show, as we usually do, give out the final card for the week and bring it all home. Hopefully this week's a winning week for you. If you'd like to make it a better week, sign up for Golf News Net, $99 a year. Get access to all of our tools, all of our research, player profiles, models, all the stuff that we do every single week that, frankly, I'm doing anyway, but be available to you for $99 a year, or it's $10 for 1 week if you want to sign up at thegolfnewsnet.com. I'm Ryan Ballengy. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you tomorrow on The Press.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.